And we're back here on Out of the Woods. Got a new track for you from Irene Kelly. Her new CD is called Pennsylvania Coal. And here's the title track for you on Out of the Woods.
Crabtree, Pennsylvania, a sleepy little town. Everything that kept her going was lying underground. My grandpa worked the mine, then he worked the farm. 8 hours in the dark, 6 hours in the sun. And every day, hear that whistle blow to make a better life for someone down the road. And pray one day the one you love will know you don't sell your soul for another low. Pennsylvania coal. Grandma made me sold corn liquor to buy the family shoes for that little so-called luxury. It's what she had to do. First generation American and proud, she wouldn't talk about it, but I'm here. Another low Pennsylvania coal. Black lung unsung heroes, everyone. Unknown backbone, I'm still leaning on.
Thank you. trees.
Thank you.
jackrabbit's gone, gone, the jackrabbit's gone.
From Adam Steffi's new CD, New Primitive, that was Big Eyed Rabbit. Not sure who's singing the lead on that one. I don't have the physical CD and all of the notes that I would like to have in front of me. But of course, Adam Steffi there on that mandolin. I'm not sure who the core group is. We had a brand new one in there from a group called Steep Ravine and their CD Trampin' On. We heard Prairie Rose. I like them a lot. Simon Lindstedt, Andy O'Brien, Alex Bice, and Jan Puret are the group. Nice stuff. Speaking of Adam Steffi, he was helping out Irene Kelly at the top of the set there from her new CD. We heard Pennsylvania Coal. That was the title track. And all the folks helping her out on there, the core group, are Mark Fain, Brian Sutton, Stuart Duncan, Adam Steffi, and Lynn Williams on percussion, and a lot of other folks here and there throughout the CD as well. Great stuff, great stuff. All right, you're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the home studio this week, and hopefully we'll be back up in New London at Colby Sawyer College next week, but the transmitter is down. I think some of this cold weather got to it or something, but we're also in the middle of a snowstorm, so I'm glad I'm not out on the road this week. So if you want to get in touch, outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com anytime at all during the week. I'd love to hear from you. Hopefully you folks are tuning in out there on the streams on the Global Voice or Boston Free Radio, or even on the airwaves out there in Pine Mountain Club, California, on Pinecone Radio. We also have the podcast out there, but if you're out there listening, get in touch. I'd love to hear from you. Andy Revkin is a journalist, an environmental journalist for the New York Times, and he's also a singer-songwriter. He's been known to tag along with folks like Pete Seeger and has played with him a bunch of times. But Andy just sent us his new CD here called A Very Fine Line, and some special guests on the CD as well, folks like Dar Williams and Mike Marshall. But we're going to hear one right now, Bruce Molsky, the old-time fiddler. He's going to help out Andy Revkin on Blackbird here on Out of the Woods.
Sits on our windowsill in a cage of twigs and twine. My sweet Marie says she'll never set it free. I'll tell you the reason why. I'll tell you the reason why. One more. Before the dawn, a fluttering sound we heard, circling round our kitchen lamp. There came that dreadful bird. There came that dreadful bird. My sweet Marie grabbed hold. Don't go to the mine when a blackbird flies before the dawn. that bird, so no one else will hear the flutter of black wings at dawn. No one should know that fear.
Shovel in my hand. It may seem too big a job to do, but I ain't afraid no more. And he says, there's a molehill in my eyes. Moving mountains, one shovel pull at a time. Moving mountains, one shovel full at a time. Well, I love what Jesus said. You can make that mountain up and go. Just tell it so. Somehow I got it in my head. I guess I always thought he wasn't talking to me. Now I see. Moving mountains, one shovel full at a time. Moving mountains, one shovel full at a time. Now if you got faith, you're right on time. Get a vision of how you'd like the world to be. Come join me. One day we'll have all mankind. I can see it so clear, it's gonna happen somehow. And I'm starting right now. Moving mountains, one shovel full at a time. Moving mountains, one shovel full at a time. Yeah, moving mountains, one shovel full at a time.
The Devil Makes Three. Brand new stuff, brand new CD, brand new label even. I'm a Stranger Here is the title of the new CD. They're now on New West Records. And that was Dead Body Moving. I think I'm going to have to play that one again once we get to the the Halloween show again next October. So, yeah, good one there. Dead Body Moving. I guess that would make you, what, a zombie, right? Yeah. Great stuff. All right. And before that, brand new stuff as well from D.B. Riley. New CD is called Cross My Heart and Hope to Die. And we heard a track called Moving Mountains. Interesting CD package, too. He always has an interesting one. The last one came in a can, and this one's in sort of an odd little box. It looks like it's made out of bamboo or something. But interesting. Country Joe McDonald in there, going back quite a few years to his CD Superstitious Blues from back in the early 90s. And that guitar player that you heard on there, who could that have been? I don't know. Jerry, yeah. Mr. Garcia, yes indeed. But from back in the day when he was doing all those great recordings, acoustic style, with David Grisman and people like that. He also hooked up with Country Joe and did that one. We heard Starship Ride from that CD, and Jerry's all over that record. Great stuff. Andy Revkin started off the set. Bruce Molsky helping him out on Blackbird, an original track. I like that a lot. Real nice stuff. I like it when Andy sings that sort of high lonesome old-timey thing. Real nice stuff. A Very Fine Line is the title of that one there. All right, folks, I think we have about time for one more set. I have quite a bit of time left here, about 30 minutes or so. So if we have extra time, we'll try and pad it a little bit toward the end of the show. But anyway, we got a quick break to take, and we'll be right back after this.